evangelist, I work primarily with developers and help developers understand, in the case of Windows Live, how, you know, what we're offering, what they can build on, and how they can add applications, websites, services on top of it that add value to their customers. But developers are users too. And so the first thing that I needed to do was sort of wrap my head around this whole space and understand, you know, what do we have here? And I really think it helps to think of Windows Live as, you know, it really is a collection of end user offerings. And so we have offerings that you can use from a browser. We have services that you might install on your local machine or that you might use from your cell phone or a mobile device. And so there are a broad range of offerings. But in general, all of these offerings, the tagline, if you will, is, you know, bringing your personal digital world together. So these tools help you do the types of things that you spend most of your time doing when you're in front of a computer online. So for example, one of the things that we often do as users is we need to find stuff on the internet. So how do you search for things? Where do you find maps? And all the family of specialized search products that we have around searching images, searching the web, searching for classified ads, searching maps, searching videos. So broad range of very specialized services for finding the stuff you're looking for. Then we have, on the other hand, so you think of those types of services around data that you're looking for that isn't yours. It's data you're trying to find. On the other hand, we have a bunch of services that help you communicate with people, so things like email and things like Messenger that you use to communicate with people that you know. So we have, a broad number of offerings within those specific areas. So for the example of mail, if you are looking for a web-based mail service, we have Windows Live Hotmail. If you want to have a richer experience and you want to have something installed on your local machine and maybe write some drafts when you're offline, we have Windows Live Mail, which is an application that you can install locally. And we actually even have a little client that you can install on a mobile device using one of the Windows Mobile platforms as well. And so that's for mail. For Messenger, we have Windows Live Messenger, again with its the client application that you install, as well as some options to do from mobile devices. And so, well, with Messenger, so we have a bunch of ways which we can communicate with people. And Windows Live also offers a number of services to connect better with people. So if you think about things like all the social networking sites, how do you create, upload, and share information with people you know? And that's where we have Windows Live Spaces. So Windows Live Spaces is a great place for creating blog entries, for uploading your photos, for keeping lists of, you know, my favorite restaurants or favorite books or favorite hikes. And then you can share all that information or publicly with the world or with a reduced set of friends or family or just the users that, or people that you know. And so again, we have a new service called that's in limited beta called Windows Live Folders, where you'll be able to upload files into this, you know, think of it as a folder in the cloud and be able to access that information securely and share it with people across the world. And so a lot of very interesting services that also, as we move forward, we're going to see these services become much more of an integrated suite of offerings. And so you'll see some, you see some common pieces across these services. Primarily, I want to just point out two. One of them is the Windows Live ID. So when we're talking about the types of services that you're going to access, the stuff you create, your stuff, your data, your photos, your blog entries, your mailbox, you need to, what we call, authenticate with the system. You need to identify and say, who are you? And Windows Live ID is the mechanism that we use across Microsoft Online Services with which you identify yourself. So that's a common thing you'll see across the services that require you to give access to your stuff. Not the broad web search and the maps, but your stuff. Another common thing across many of these services is this idea of a contact, a shared address book. So when I'm using Windows Live Mail or Windows Live Hotmail, I have a set of email addresses that I'll typically create for my contacts. And those get stored in a single address book associated with my Windows Live ID. Now the interesting thing is when I go to Messenger, I have a list of buddies or Messenger contacts, people I am with. They also get stored in that same address book. And when I'm in Spaces, I define my list of friends, and those friends get stored in that same address book. So with my Windows Live ID, as I move across these different services, I have common data stores, like I have that common address book that I can use across those things. And I can even use that address book, you can use it across other services from Microsoft, like the Xbox Live service, or Office Live. Again, through my Windows Live ID, are going to share that same set of contacts in my address book. So really interesting, a lot of different services. MSN, which is our consumer portal, and it's been around for over 10 years now. MSN is primarily targeted at pushing out editorialized content. So content that is created for the masses, for everybody. So things around movie tickets or articles or horoscopes or certain types of content that we can push out equally applicable to everyone, although people might, through their MSN homepage, personal or customize and only choose to see some of those things. On the other hand, Windows Live is about your stuff. It's about your data. It's about the stuff you create, and you're bringing your world a little bit closer and the things that bringing that personal digital world of yours together. So a very different focus between the things that we brand as MSN and the things that we brand as Windows Live. A good place to start is by going to live.com. You can think of live.com as this blank slate of how you can personalize, customize your home page, if you will. And you can add all sorts of content that not only comes from the MSN content sources, but also bring in a lot of your things from your, do you want to be able to see your inbox there? Do you want to see your contacts there? You can pull a lot of that information into this single home page. From live.com, if you want to get an idea of the other applications and services, another interesting place to go is to get.live.com. And that will give you a really good overview of the different types of services that we have across the different, for the web browser clients, desktop clients, and mobile devices.